Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Tuesday, December 17th. I'm Megan Lynch. A St. Louis Board of Education member now calling for a criminal investigation into the $1.6 million in credit card charges under former Superintendent Keisha Scarlett. According to the Post-Dispatch, school board member Emily Hubbard says the board has not met since last week's report detailing widespread misuse of 21 district-issued credit cards for expenses like flights, hotels, and restaurants. Hubbard also hopes the district will seek reimbursement for transactions violating policy. Missouri Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick's ongoing investigation reportedly may lead to law enforcement referrals, with findings expected soon. Local Amazon warehouse workers were included in a new report claiming the company has put employees at risk.
A U.S. Senate report accused Amazon of disregarding internal advice to reduce injury rates by relaxing worker quotas.
I was lucky enough to get to share my story with the committee.
Christine Mano, along with about a dozen other workers at the Amazon STL 8 Fulfillment Center in St. Peter, shared their testimony with the committee. Overall, about 500 spoke about unsafe work conditions in the 160-page report.
Submitted pictures of safety hazards in the warehouse and conversations that I had with management reporting the safety conditions that went ignored and ultimately is what caused my neck injury.
Studies within Amazon showed fast-paced tasks raised injuries significantly. The Senate's report shows recommendations, including additional breaks and slower production targets, were rejected to maintain performance.
I wasn't surprised. The findings just confirmed what my coworkers and I have known for a long time, and we're going to continue to fight for higher pay, safer work, and a union.
Amazon disputes many of the findings in the report, citing safety investments and improved injury statistics. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
The newly introduced Transform STL Act allocates RAM's settlement money to various issues, but not public safety.
Alderwoman Alicia Sonnier is the bill's sponsor and explained at an Aldermanic committee meeting, negotiating a raise for police officers was considered too complex for these funds.
They have a whole union. You know, they have their own separate processes that everything has to go through for them.
Sonia says she believes what some of the RAM settlement money would fund, like increasing access to affordable child care, could be an incentive to recruit more officers. Sonia says it was expressed to her that finding child care for officers can be complicated due to their round-the-clock schedule. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The Francis Howell superintendent will soon take over as superintendent of Kirkwood Schools.
Francis Howell's board voted unanimously to release Dr. Kenneth Rompus from his contract last week. That's according to a newsletter that was sent to district patrons Monday night. Rompus has served as superintendent for nearly 3 years for the district's 17,000 students in St. Charles. He shepherded the school system through several controversies, including issues on the use of transgender student restrooms, mask mandates, and Black Studies curriculum. In Kirkwood, he'll replace David Ulrich, who will retire in June after 5 years as superintendent. Kirkwood has a little under 6,000 students. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
Another Catholic school in the St. Louis Archdiocese will close this year, this time in St. Genevieve County.
St. Joseph Catholic School in Zell, Missouri, 8 miles west of St. Gen, is currently serving just 27 students in its core kindergarten through fifth grade program. After reviewing the school's financial projections and consulting with parish leadership, its pastor determined that continuing to fund the school was not sustainable and recommended it be closed next year. St. Louis Archbishop Mitchell Rosansky just signed off on the recommendation. Last week, a similar decision was made to close Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic School in Cool Valley in North St. Louis County. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
St. Louis University picks its new president after a national search.
I'm Ed Fazer, and it will be my great honor to join you as SLU's 34th president.
The announcement in a pre-produced video released by SLU. Trustees approved the hiring December 5th, and now it's public. Dr. Edward Fazer was provost at Oregon State University before this. He got his Jesuit education at the University of San Francisco, continued his education at the North Carolina Chapel Hill campus. He says he believes universities should serve and improve their communities. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The Red Cross sees a drop in blood supplies during the holidays. Sharon Watson says every 2 seconds someone needs blood in this country.
We also are able to move that blood around. So if you're in Columbia and you have an accident there, you know, we're able to make sure that there's blood on the shelves there as well. So being in a national organization, that's also one of the things that we want to point out, and we can make sure that supply is evenly distributed around wherever you might be when you have that need.
If you'd like to help replenish the blood supply in our region, we are hosting 4 days of drives starting today. Just go to KMOX.com for all the locations. From the KMOX Business Desk, the Federal Reserve expected to cut interest rates this week if banks reduce their interest rates to match the Federal Reserve rate. Missouri Realtors President Derek Schriever thinks it will signal a very healthy housing market in 2025.
But if interest rates remain where they are, I think affordability continues to tighten for the home purchaser.
Schriever tells Missouri Net buyers have loosened up post-election and are entering the market, signaling some confidence heading into 2025.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.